I born. Welcome to the Mahadev. If one who is ignorant at first later realizes it and treads the path with mindfulness, he is like one moon that illuminates the world after escaping from the dark clouds. With that little quote from the Dhammapada, I would like to start today's discussion with someone you know very well, who is none other than Professor Ravi Koggalage. Well, Professor Ravi Koggalage, if I just briefly introduce him to you, he used to be the Deputy Vice Chancellor Academic of Sir John Kothalavala Defence University. And he would like to, I think, he is an engineer, but I would like to call him more than an engineer, a meditation teacher with overseas experience. And we have been having quite a lot of Dhamma discussions with Professor. So we warmly welcome you to our program. And as Professor suggested, we thought, since we had a series of discussions about Panchopadana Kanda, so today we thought we'll take the component of Vedana, of the Panchopadana Kanda, in this program and discuss Vedana in detail. So I would like to hand over to you to initialize the program.
Yes, we have talked about Rupa extensively. I think now it's time to talk about other factors. Vedana, these are in Panchopadana Kanda: Rupa Vedana, Sanya Sankara, Vijnana. So Vedana, this is described in a few suttas. One important sutta is Chula Vedala Sutta in Majjhima Nikaya. Chula Vedala Sutta, it's a famous sutta, like a few questions and answers between Visakha Upasaka and Dhammadinna Arahant Therani. So, but the fact is, they are former husband and wife, and they went apart to practice the Dhamma. So once they meet again, now Visakha Upasaka wanted to know how far this Dhammadinna has developed in the path. So he doesn't know that Dhammadinna is an Arahant. Right?
Okay.
So
he wanted to check.
And
he's an Arahat.
No, he is third stage.
Okay.
Anagami. Yes. So that's why this is really important, because he started from the very beginning, just to check whether she's at the first stage, the Sotapatti. Then and so on, questions going on. Now, if we remember these two facts, now Visakha is an Anagami, and the Dhammadinna is an Arahant. So now questions directed from the very beginning. So up to Anagami level, he can ask all questions because he knew, because he is an Anagami. But beyond that, he's also not sure. So, just keep this in mind, because it is important to understand. So, this sutta is very famous because of this Sakkaya question. Sakkaya, Sakkaya, and what is Sakkaya? So, then Dhammadinna has answered like it's the Panchopadana Skanda. Rupa Vedana, Sanya, Sankara, Vijnana. So, another section of the same sutta, he is asking Vedana, what is Vedana? Right? So that's why I took that this Vedana section, since you are talking about Vedana.
So if you can remember, where do you find this conversation between the former husband and wife, who is Aryans now?
Yeah.
Can you remember where?
Chula Vedala Sutta in Majjhima Nikaya.
Right. I think that would be important to our viewers.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Very important sutta. I think it's in the first book. of Majjhima Nikaya.
Mm-hmm.
So first question is, what is Vedana? Mm-hmm. Right? So she has answered there are three types of Vedana.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have discussed these three, that is Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana, and Adukkama Sukha Vedana.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Adukkama Asukha Vedana. I mean, Pali we pronounce Adukkama Sukha. It's
okay.
Connected two words.
Sandhi.
Yes,
okay.
Sandhi.
Okay.
So it is Adukkama Asukha.
Okay.
So not belongs to Dukkha side,
uh-huh.
nor the Sukha side. Adukkama
Neither
Asukha
dukkha,
Vedana.
Sukha.
That's right. So sometimes we refer it as upekkha, but it's not real upekkha. It's adukkama asukha. Not
hmm.
belongs to both extremes.
Hmm.
So sukha vedana, dukkha vedana, then adukkama asukha vedana. Now there are series of questions. Then he asks, why do you call this sukha vedana? What is sukha in sukha vedana and what is dukkha in sukha vedana? Very interesting question.
What is sukha in sukha vedana?
And also what is dukkha in sukha vedana?
Okay.
Right. First ask what is sukha vedana, then the answer was it's a kind of a, you know, pleasant feeling.
Mm.
Right? So that is sukha. If it is unpleasant, that is dukkha.
Okay.
Right? Neither both ends, then it is adukkama asukha vedana. Then the next he asks, what is sukha in sukha vedana?
So, which means what is pleasant in pleasant feelings? Something
yes.
like that.
Yeah. And also, what is unpleasant or dukkha?
Yeah. What
in
is dukkha in sukha vedana?
Sukha vedana.
What is unpleasant in these so-called pleasant feelings?
Yes.
Okay.
And the next question is about Dukkha Vedana. What is Dukkha in Dukkha Vedana and what is Sukha in Dukkha Vedana? Right?
Yeah.
And also the third one, same question. What is Sukha in Adukkama Sukha Vedana and what is Dukkha in Adukkama Sukha Vedana? Right? So the answers are Sukha Vedana. Titi, it is Sukha. Titi is if it is existing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When sukha vedana is there, you feel sukha.
Yes.
When it is ceasing, going away, that is the dukkha
mm-hmm.
of sukha vedana. That is understandable, no?
Yeah.
When you have pleasant feeling, if it lasts for a while, it is sukha. If it pass away or cease, then you get unpleasant feeling,
mm-hmm.
sadness. Because you lose that pleasant feeling, right? So, both types of sukha
mm-hmm.
and the dukkha part is involved in sukha vedana, what is pleasant. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If it is there, it is, you are happy. Otherwise, you are sad. Okay? So, that is sukha and dukkha in sukha vedana,
okay.
or the pleasant feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Then, now I think very easily you can explain like the what is dukkha in dukkha vedana and what is sukha in dukkha vedana.
Mm-hmm.
So dukkha vedana, if it is there, it is dukkha.
Okay.
Right? If it change, then that is kind of sukha.
Okay.
Right? For example, if you have a sickness, so it's a dukkha vedana. When you get cured, it's sukha. Right?
So, which means, when the sickness gets cured, it is sukha in dukkha vedana.
Yes, because dukkha no longer there.
But
dukkha
isn't it sukha vedana itself then?
No, you can't say because there are three types of vedana.
Yeah, I'm sure
yeah.
these questions
now,
will arise. In
yes,
the,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, the fact is, dukkha is there, it is dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
Dukkha is no longer there. So it's a kind of happiness.
Some relief.
For example, if you are having a severe headache,
yeah.
now it is dukkha.
Right.
Now we are not having that.
Yeah.
So it's a kind
relief.
Of
so
yeah.
It's a pleasant feeling.
Yeah.
Yes.
So not existing dukkha vedana is again kind of pleasant
mm.
feeling.
Mm.
So that is dukkha in dukkha vedana and sukha in dukkha vedana, right? So these two, a bit easy to understand, but the third one, what is sukha in adukkha sukha vedana and what is dukkha in adukkha sukha vedana? Now, this is probably we'll explain this later, because I wanted to go. Next questions are very important.
Okay.
So, what is
as you wish, yes.
Yeah, anusaya in sukha vedana and anusaya in dukkha vedana.
If you explain what anusaya is, I think it will be very helpful.
Yes, anusaya is it's kind of our defilements, but it's in the like sleeping stage. It's not arise yet, right? Like raga anusaya.
It is remaining.
Remaining.
But not coming out.
Not
but it's
coming
there.
Out. Yeah.
Okay.
For example, now if we take anger, right? There's a possibility of getting anger. That is the anusaya.
Mm-hmm.
But right now we are not angry.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean we
then
won't,
you
get,
won't
angry.
Get angry. Fine.
Right? Because of that anusaya defilements.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sleeping stage of our defilements, right? Can be raga or dvesha or the moha, right?
Something like a neutral gene which is there and the potential
yes
to come out is
yeah
there. Okay,
potential of defilements,
yes.
Right. Now the question is, what is anusaya in sukha vedana? So that is raga anusaya, right? When you have pleasant feelings, there's a possibility of getting attached, right? That is known as raga anusaya. Then what is anusaya in the dukkha vedana? That is patiga anusaya. Patiga in sense like dislike feeling, right? So it can arise like anger. Something
feeling
like
of
that.
Aversion.
Aversion, yeah. That's right. Okay? So that's the anusaya. Then what's the anusaya in the adukkama sukha vedana? That is avijja. Not knowing. Sometimes it is translated as ignorance, but not knowing what the reality is. Right? That is avijja anusaya. Sometimes we call it is explained as not knowing four noble truths, but not knowing what the reality is. Avijja.
Okay.
So avijja anusaya is there in prithakjana level adukkama sukha vedana. That's why it is not called as upekkha vedana. Even it is not in two extremes like sukha vedana, dukkha vedana. We might think if I'm not attached and not angry, right, then it is okay.
Yeah.
But thing is, still avijja is there.
So
right?
That is the honesty.
Not knowing what is going on.
Okay.
Right. So due to that, you can have moha or the delusion. If you don't know
so
what is going on.
What is the sukha in adukkama sukha vedana?
Sukha in.
What is the dukkha?
Well,
so
it
those
is.
Questions raised?
Yes, yes.
By
answers
Shaki
are there, yes. But it is in bit higher levels. Like.
You
now
have to understand it, I think.
Yeah, in dhyanas. In dhyanas and margapala levels.
Mm-hmm.
You'll understand that.
So the discussion between the two of us is something at a very surface level, I should say.
Initially surface level, but this is directing up to Nibbana.
Sure.
That is why this is so important.
Yeah.
Okay. So now sukha vedana raganusa, dukkha vedana patiganusa, adukkama sukha vedana avijja anusaya. right?
Yeah.
So that's an important fact. Now, if you know these three anusayas, these are known as again roots of akusala. Akusala, yeah. Akusala kriya, that is akusala kamma.
Yes.
Right? You know, akusala kamma and akusala kamma. Good deeds and bad deeds.
Yes.
So these three are the roots of akusala kamma. If you have raga anusaya, the kamma generated arise because of this anusaya is an akusala. Right?
Yeah.
The loba or the raga. Then the dukkha vedana also, if it is anusaya, is patiga. The result would be like getting angry and reacting according to that. Again, it's going to be akusala kamma. Right? Then adukkama sukha also, since avijja is there, the moha, delusion. So if you do something in deluded mind, again it's akusala kamma. Right? So if I mention the other opposite, aloba, adosa, amoha, are the roots of good kamma, kusala kamma. So these are leading to akusala kamma. So there's a, you know, huge danger involved in this. Because if our last moment, just before die, right? Just before your death, we get one kind of feeling. So feelings are only three types. Sukha vedana, dukkha vedana, or adukkama sukha vedana. So what's the normal tendency? If we get sukha vedana, we get attached because of raga anusa. And we create wrong thought, bad thought, the akusala, because of raga anusa. If we get dukkha vedana, so very often we might get dukkha vedana, right? Near death experience. It's known as you get physical pains and so on, right?
And also the mental pain of leaving everything behind, I suppose.
Yes. So if you get dukkha vedana, it is patigānuse, and again the thoughts creating going to be bad karma. Akusala thoughts. Right? So you know the danger.
Yeah. So, in any case, we're
next
in
birth.
Danger.
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
the risk is there.
Risk is there of going to Dugati. The Satarapaya, not the Sugati. Because to go to a Sugati, you need the Kusala karma as the last thought. Right? But if you get sukha vedana or dukkha vedana, now tendency is, if it is sukha vedana anusaya, is raga anusaya, leading to akusala kamma. If it is dukkha vedana, again patiga anusaya, again leading to akusala kamma. And even it is somewhere in middle, adukkama sukha, still tendency is, since we are having avijja, the moha, leading to moha moola sit. That again, it's akusala kamma.
So now, if you get at your moment of death, if you get a sukha vedana, now supposing you become happy of some great kusala kamma that you have performed, of course that is attachment, but still you will be born in, though it is not leading you to nibbana, it will be enough at least to be born in a sugati. In a devaloka or something.
So that is what we need to find out.
Okay.
So according to this sutta, this is what she has mentioned.
Okay.
And that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you do not hear Dhamma and you know, understand this and practice, normal tendency is going towards Dugati. So when you hear this Dhamma, you will realize how correct or accurate Buddha was giving that simile, taking some sands to on
nail.
Top of the nail and comparing it to the whole
the beings.
Yeah, whole the earth.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So
he
this
took some soil
yeah,
to the nail and
nail and asked which one is more, like this
mm-hmm.
this amount or the whole earth.
Yeah.
Right? Soil in whole earth. So whole earth. So then he used this simile to mention those who are in Sugati to be born in next time in again Sugati is something like this.
The probability is
probability. Yeah.
Okay, like the amount of the soil on the nail, on the fingernail.
That's right. The all other beings compared to this earth going in the direction of Dugati.
That's very bad news.
Very bad news, but we normally we don't want to believe that.
Yeah, we just don't
right?
mind, I suppose.
Because everyone was probably expecting to go to Sugati in next life. But this is what Buddha taught. Right?
Sure.
So this is not what I'm telling you. Yes. This is what Buddha has taught. And when considering this Vedana factor, we can see how true that is. Unless we are in the practice or the understand real Dhamma, right? So that is this is another fact why we should not waste our this valuable time we got in this Kshana Sampatti. Kshana Sampatti has been born as a human and also chance of hearing Dhamma. That is Kshana Sampatti, right? Been born as human and also having the chance of hearing Dhamma. So it's a those two incidents are very rare cases. That's why they are known as Kshana Sampatti. And we've been wasting that Kshana Sampatti. Right? So that's why
wasting it for too long, I suppose. But
that's right.
Now.
So this is the time to think back how much I have wasted and how much remaining of this Kshana Sampatti. Right? So, okay, coming back to our Vedana thing, maybe now I tell the question, answers of that, what is Adukkama Sukha Vedana, what is Sukha and what is Dukkha. So, Sukha is mentioned as Jnana Sukha. That means if you know, that is sukha. Ajnana, dukkha. So normally we are ajnana. That's what Buddha mentioned. Right? Those who are going in this samsara, they're having ajnana, not the yes. They do not have the correct understanding or right view about what is going on. Right? So this adukkama asukha vedana. Not knowing is the dukkha. Knowing is the sukha. That's how the Arahanta Dhammadinna has explained it. Okay?
Yeah.
Right, again we can relate that not knowing is avijja.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Avijja causing the moha, delusion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are deluded about this, result is dukkha. If you know the vijja, the opposite of avijja, then you are safe. Right?
Definitely.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the answer to that question. So now there are three anusayas in each of these vedana. Sukha vedana raga anusaya, dukkha vedana patiga anusaya, then the adukkama sukha vedana samaya in middle. Also got avijja anusaya. Okay?
Okay.
Right. Then next question. There are a series of very interesting questions. we might not ask.
Very mind-provoking questions.
Yes, that's why you have to keep in mind now the person who is asking question is an anagami person.
Mm.
That's why he can direct such questions. So next question, he's asking, now you might have got that fear. Now any type of Vedana, these three types of Vedana, Sukha, Dukkha, Adukkama, Sukha, Vedana, if we get one of these at our dying moment, right, the tendency is going towards downwards,
Dugati.
Why? Because Raganusaya, Patiganusaya and Avijjanusaya, right? So he has directed the next question to, I think, double check that.
Okay.
So he is asking, every Sukha Vedana, is it this Raganusaya is there?
Yeah.
Every, all types of Sukha Vedana, is it, you know, essentially they are the Raganusaya, okay? Because say that to check whether they have escaped, kind of thing. No? Even then, next question is every Dukkha Vedana, the Patiganusa, is it always there? The Patiganusa.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, the third type of Dukkha Masukha Vedana, the Avijjanusa, is it always there? I mean, all that type of Vedana, right?
Mm-hmm.
So luckily answer is no, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not all Sukha Vedana got Raganusaya, not all Dukkha Vedana got Patiganusaya, not all Adukkama Sukha Vedana got Avijjanusaya, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a possibility of changing that.
So that's good news.
So next question and answers would help one to understand where are the exceptions, right? Now, Sukha Vedana, now she is explaining, some of the Sukha Vedana, the Sraganusaya not there, for example, the first jhana, first dhyana, that is, you know, without this vivicca kamehi, vivicca akusalehi, you achieve the state of first dhyana.
If you explain it, sir, yeah.
Vivicca kamehi, without kama.
Okay.
Without attachment for the five senses, the sensory objects, right? Ayi, rupa, the ear, the sounds, then smells, taste,
feelings,
and touching, feelings, right? If you are not attached, that is vivicca kamehi, right? Then vivicca akusalehi, not in akusala dhamma. I have mentioned those akusala dhammas, right? So without going there, that means without raganusaya, you are enter into the first dhyana state. So dhyana are the levels of samadhi, right? First dhyana, second dhyana, and so on. There are eight levels. So at least if you enter the first dhyana, it is that is kind of Sukha Vedana, one thing you have to know, right?
Yeah.
You are experiencing Sukha Vedana in dhyanas. So that Sukha Vedana, there's no Raganusa. Because you enter it by giving up your sensual pleasures. Vivicca kamehi. Okay? So that is one example of Sukha Vedana where you do not have Raganusa. Okay? Then the Dukkha side. This is little bit tricky. Now, if you are in the path leading to Nibbana, let's say in the Lokottara path. That means for a Sovan person or Sakadagami person, for example. Now this person might, or you are just sent her to the path of Sotapatti, right? When hearing or seeing of an arahant, for example, you might think, I'm trying so hard, when would I become an arahant?
Okay.
It's a kind of dukkha vedana, because I have not achieved that yet. Right? But thing is, it is not with the patigānusa. You are not angry with that, those who have achieved that. Right? So that is one example of dukkha vedana, where you do not have patigānusa. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So that's clear, no?
That's
the sukha vedana, there are certain types of sukha vedana.
So it's just one example. From each.
Yes, yes. Just to tell, they are not always there. So that's why we have the ability of, you know, escaping dugati. It's a possibility of going to our higher levels. Okay, then the adukkama asukha vedana. It's not coming into my mind. I'll tell you later that example. Adukkama asukha vedana, there's such a situation where you do not have avijja anusaya. Right? So, now, up to now it is kind of the worldly level questions.
Okay.
Then, next set of questions he is asking, there are Pali terms involved. There's a term used, patibhaga. Patibhaga is something like the other half, the opposite half of this, right? Patibhaga, right? Bhaga is the half, then pati is the opposite. So what's the opposite half of this? So first he asks, what's the patibhaga of sukha vedana, right? So answer was dukkha vedana. Okay?
Opposite
half. Then next question, what's the patibhaga of dukkha vedana? So answer was sukha vedana. Okay? Then third question is, what's the patibhaga of the adukkama sukha vedana? There the answer was, it is avijja.
Okay.
This is a bit deep, this, because this is leading to Lokottara side. So patibhaga of sukha vedana is dukkha vedana. Patibhaga of dukkha vedana is sukha vedana. Patibhaga of adukkama sukha vedana is avijja.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, next question is, what is the patibhaga of avijja? So, he is asking, again, remember, he is an anagami person. Okay?
So, is it adukkama sukha vedana?
No.
Okay.
Patibhaga of avijja is vijja.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
Opposite of avijja. Okay? Vijja. Then, he's again asking, what is patibhaga of vijja? Then there's another Pali term called vimukti. Patibhaga of vijja is vimukti. Vimukti is something like free from
freedom.
Something, freedom, right? Okay, escaping or free from something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So patibhaga of vijja is vimukti. Then he is again asking, what is patibhaga of vimukti? That is nibbana. Answer. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is leading to nibbana. Now he is asking another question. What is the Patibhagara of Nibbana? So then she is telling him, you have gone too far. This is the end of questions and so on. So this would explain, now this person is Anagami, but he is asking something about Arahant, the Nibbana. Right? So there can be two purposes
so
of asking.
That's why Venerable Dhammaduna said that you have gone too far.
Yes.
Because at the worldly level, people might think because she didn't know the answer, she said.
Yes. So I see. You're very correct. So I also. Now, these questions are directed to test.
Mm.
Right? So if she is not an Arahant, she might tell something. Right? So that is one way of understanding that.
Mm-hmm.
Then the second, maybe there's a possibility of now he's only Anagami, not an Arahant. So just to know, he might ask without knowing what is going on there. Right? Yes, he has not experienced up to that level yet.
Yeah, seeking for knowledge.
Seeking for knowledge. Seeking for knowledge or just to check, double check. Right? So, we can think in two different ways. Anyway, these answers are leading towards Nibbana. That's the important point.
Sure.
So, none of the Sukha or Dukkha Vedana, you know, Sukha, Patibhagara of Sukha Vedana is Dukkha, Patibhagara of Dukkha Vedana is Sukha. So that is what in worldly level, that is what our Tanha really doing. Okay? Our Tanha, if we get Dukkha Vedana, we see only the Sukha Vedana side. Just to get rid of, you need to get the Sukha Vedana. Then, if we get Sukha Vedana, we think the opposite of Sukha Vedana is only Dukkha Vedana, worldly level. For example, if you get a kind of Dukkha Vedana, for example, if you are hungry, for example, you get Dukkha Vedana, so we just see the only the opposite. If we eat something, we'll get the Sukha Vedana. Right? We don't see in middle any Dukkha Vedana. If you get a sickness, headache, you see only the opposite side only. Right?
Sure.
So, the Prithakjana level, that is because of our Tanha or craving. It is
exactly,
showing
yes.
only the other extreme. To get rid of this Dukkha, the opposite side. That's why worldly level, you know, we are collecting money, doing jobs and, you know, collecting all sort of worldly things. Just thinking, now we are in the Dukkha because we do not have these things.
But
so, you see the other side, don't you?
Yeah. So, we are killing ourselves, I think, to achieve something.
Yes.
Yes.
So, worldly level, of course, we want to be happy. But we see only one side. One extreme.
Mm.
If you get all those material things, then only we are happy. That's the worldly level.
Mm.
So that is due to our Tanha. It is showing only the opposite side. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the Patibhaga. The Patibhagara of Sukha Vedana is Dukkha. Patibhagara of Dukkha Vedana is Sukha Vedana.
Mm.
So, if we are in... Now, if you are in any of these extremes, you won't be able to see the truth or realize the, you know, path leading to Nibbana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You even won't get even a sign of it.
Yes.
That's why, you know, if we have very strong kama chanda vyapada, attachments and anger, right? First, we have to suppress them. That's the importance of developing samadhi.
Mm-hmm.
Right? when you are in those nivaranas very strongly, you won't be able to see the or realize the truth, the path leading to nirvana. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Yes, you are jumping from one extreme to another.
Sure.
Right? Sukha vedana, dukkha vedana, then dukkha vedana to sukha vedana. Right? You won't see something middle. So samadhi, when you are, you know, suppressing those little by little, then you are getting this somewhere middle, adukkama sukha vedana. But still problem is avijja anusaya. Right? So even you develop your samadhi, still you won't realize the nibbana or the any other magapala because of avijja. Avijja anusaya is there, so moha is there. Even you are not attached too much, even you are not too angry. That's right. Right? Sometimes you might think, okay, I am not so attached, not distracted, angry, so I am okay.
Yes.
But still, according to Dhamma, the avijja is there. Right?
Something is wrong.
Yes. But you have the ability, if you are in that level, you have the ability to see, okay, still avijja is there. If you hear Dhamma and you know, contemplate on that, there is a possibility of seeing, still avijja is there.
Sure.
So when you see avijja, you notice, okay, then the opposite of this also there. If I am deluded, right? There must be truth still unknown to me.
Mm-hmm.
So you see the patibhagara of avijja, the vidya.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That is how one would enter to the path. Right? So you get samadhitti, removing wrong views. Right? Then it is leading to vidya. Right? The avijja is the delusion, the vidya is the ability to see in truth. Right? Vidya, then you are in the path. If you further progress, then the result would be vimukti and the nibbana.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's why I mentioned this kind of door opener towards the nibbana.
Definitely.
This discussion.
Yes.
Right? So knowing about Vedana, first three types of Vedana, Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana, then the Adukkama Sukha Vedana, the Anusaya Sukha Vedana, Raga Anusaya, Dukkha Vedana, Patiga Anusaya, Adukkama Sukha Vedana, Avijja Anusaya, then the Patibhagar of Sukha is Dukkha, Patibhagar of Dukkha is Sukha, then the Patibhagar of Adukkama Sukha is Avijja, Patibhagar of Avijja is Vidya, Patibhagara of Vidya is Vimukti, Patibhagara of Vimukti is Nibbana. So that is what this sutta explains. So I think it's very important to know this Dhamma. One to, you know, get an idea about how to enter to the path using Vedana.
Yes, yes. And it's a very deep discussion.
So this door opener to Nibbana.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why it is really important to know about Vedana and investigate about these according to Dhamma. Because we just think, okay, there are three types of Vedana. I think almost everyone knows about these three types of Vedana. Sukha Vedana, Dukkha Vedana and Adukkama Sukha Vedana.
Yeah, we learn it when we are very young in Sunday school.
That's right. Now the deep Dhamma involved in that. What is the Anusaya? The Sukha Vedana Raga Anusaya and the Dukkha Vedana Patiga Anusaya and the Adukkama Sukha Vedana Avijja Anusaya. Now here also I remember something. Now there's one wrong belief about Anicca these days. The one explanation.
I think a very popular discussion nowadays.
Yes.
Whether it's anitya or whether it's anicca.
Yes. So we have discussed those.
Yes.
Those are two terms of different languages, Pali and Sanskrit. So Pali is anicca, Sanskrit anitya. Now the one explanation is, the different explanation is, opposite of ichchari is anicca. Ichchari is what you want. The argument was if you are having a dukkha vedana, for example sickness or something, when you get cured, it's kind of anicca, the changing. Then isn't it kind of sukha? Because we are getting rid of dukkha vedana.
Yes.
Right? Now the answer is here. The same questions were raised by the Visakha Upasaka. What's the sukha involved in sukha vedana? What's dukkha involved in sukha vedana? So, titi sukha. Sukha vedana, if it is there, you feel pleasant feeling. If it ceased, then you feel sadness. So both are involved in sukha vedana.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, both are involved in dukkha vedana. Right? Dukkha vedana exists in, you feel sadness. When it is, you know, ceased or passed away, then you feel kind of, you know, satisfaction or pleasant kind of feeling. Right? So both are involved in dukkha vedana. So we have explained, and both are involved in adukkama sukha vedana also. Normal people won't realize that, because that's very deep. Jnana sukha, anjnana dukkha. So if one investigate Dhamma, you'll find answers to such kind of, you know, wrong beliefs. Right? So the answer is there if someone use their wisdom to.
Sir, I think that's a great eye opener, and I'm glad that we brought out this Chula Vedalha Sutra.
Yes, Chula Vedalha Sutra in Majjhima Nikaya.
In Majjhima Nikaya. So why don't you yourself, if you're interested in, you know, just leading.
That's the chapter 21 of that sutta. It's a long sutta.
Chapter 21. So that makes it easy for you.
Yes.
So if you like to get into a discussion with the professor and us about this discussion, you yourself can refer to this sutra. And it's, as I said, it's a great eye opener. So we are extremely thankful to Professor Ravi Koggalage. And if you have any comments, if you have any questions, anything to add, you can straight away email to him. So you can tell your...
Yes, my email address is koggalage@yahoo.com. K-O-G-G-A-L-A-G-E. koggalage@yahoo.com. And there's a website as well, if you want to download any of our discussions. It's ravi.harimaga.com. ravi.harimaga.com.
So before we leave, I would like to leave some food for thought. Are we wasting our time here? Are we wasting the Shana Sampatti? So with that, I would like to put a comma to this program. Thank you for watching. May the most noble triple gem bless you. Sampatti Bhai.